Weiter in Shasvir and Shavuos Daf Mem Zayin. Begin at the top of the page, top line, next part of the Mishnah. Let's say one of the litigants was a person who, you know, liked to gamble a little bit. Then he's not able to go out and make a shavu anymore, but rather his person is coming against him. He makes a shavu. Rashi says, "Gazlon d'rabanan hu d'amrina nasmachta lokanya avo midaraisa lav gazlan." Really, midaraisa is not. Nasmachta lokanya is the fact that someone is relying on the fact that he's going to be, you know, giving over his money or not. It's not really konas. It's not really considered a iser d'orais, a d'orais d'kathiv, but anyway, midar about it. Hasu lamali, why do you have to teach me this din? We already said that if, let's say, one of the litigants is disqualified from Yeshua, and his opponent he's the one who goes and he swears. So why do you need to tell me this? Tana Psula de Oraisa. The Mishnah first taught about a Psula de Oraisa. Vigatana Psula de Rabbanon. And now they're telling us a Psula mi de Rabbanon. This whole gambling thing is only de Rabbanon to Gazach. That the person's going to be possible to swear. Next one, Mishnah Yishneim Chashud. And let's say both the litigants, they are Chashud. The suspect in reference to a Shavua. Then what happens? It goes back to its place. That's Rav Yossi. Or Meir says, no, you split it up and give it equal. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman Hechitinan. Ay, 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 ay. Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yachloku. Or Rabbi Meir Omer Yachloku. Which one of them is the one that says such a thing? Amalei Lo Yadani says, I don't know. Hilchos Amai. Okay, what's that halacha? Amalei Lo Yadana. I don't know. Tamar Rav Yossi Barman Yumi Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yossi Omi Achluk Rav Yossi is one who says that you go and they split it up equally. V'chein Tana Rav Zvid Bar Oshaya Rav Yossi Omi Achluk. He goes and says you split it. Tika Da'amri Tani Rav Zvid Amar Rav Yoshaya Rav Yossi Omi Achluk. Rav Yossi is one who says they split it up. Amar Rav Yossi Barman Yumi Avad Rav Nachman Uvda Yachloku. Rav Nachman Paskin, like in the actual situation that this happened, that they split it up equally. Chazra Shavua Limkomas, right? The next part we said. So we got who's saying what. Now the Gemara says, okay, that if both of them are Chashud, then it goes back to its place, and those are the words of Rav Yossi. Right? The Gemara just showed out that our Mishnah is really wrong in the way that you read it. And this is the actual opinion of Rabbi Meir. Leichin Chazra, where does it go back to? Amar Vami, Rabbi Senu Sheba Bavel Amru, Chazra Shavua L'Sinai. The Shavua goes back to Sinai, meaning the Bezin doesn't require either one of them to swear or to pay, but says it goes status quo. And they are now bound by the Shavua of all Yidden at Har Sinai to uphold the Torah of you shall not steal, says Rashi. L'Sinai the Shavuos, Har Sinai Shashbia Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Alo Sigzal V'yifra Min HaKofer Mamon L'Chaveru Aval Beis Din Ein Niskakin Lo L'Shvo V'lo L'Piron. Beis Din doesn't get involved. Rav Sinai Shavar Yisrael Amru Chaz Shvo L'Mechuyav La. It goes back to the one who's originally chayv to take the Shvo, the one who originally had this Chiyav to swear in order to free himself of Chiyav. That's where he is, and he's unable to swear, so therefore he now has to pay. Rashi says Al Zeh L'Mechuyav La Al Zeh Shahoda B'Mixas V'Kim Etzin Yochel Yishava Shari Chashad Hu Yishalim. Amar Papa Rabbi Sena Shababavu Rav Ushmuel. We say Rabbi Sena Shababavu, it's Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Sena Shababavu, it's Yisrael. Rabbi Abba, it's talking about Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Sena Shababavu, Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanam, we looked at a Mishnah earlier, that from Hei, V'chein, Hayyosobim, Lo Yiparu, Ela B'Shvuah, Shotu, Yisomim, are able to collect something that's owed to their dead father only with a Shvuah. Right, Rashi says, Mastisini, Rabbi Pirkin. Avinam Bavi asked a question about this in a Mishnah. It's coming up in the next half. Miman, when he's collecting, from who do they have to go ahead and take a Shavua? Right? In what case does the Mishnah mean to rule that the lender's orphans can collect their father's debt only with a Shavua? Ilema Milov, if you want to say they must take a Shavua in order to collect from the borrower, Avu and Shaka below Shavua. It can't be, because their father could have collected it without a Shavua. Inu b'Shavua. And can it be that they are able to collect it only with a Shavua? If the father could have done without a Shavua, then you're going to say over here that they're going to have to do it only with a Shavua. Right? The father would have brought out a document, a shtar against the borrower. He would not have been chayiv to go into make a Shavua in order to collect the debt, because his possession of the shtar itself would have led to an understanding that it was not yet paid. So why should the Yisomim's rights be less than their father's? If they bring out the shtar, they also should be able to go out to collect the debt in Yeshua. Ella Hachikamar,
Rather, it must be this. So too, a lender's orphans can collect from their father's debt from the borrower's orphans only with a shavua. And the Mishnah is explaining that the lender's orphans have to swear to the best of their knowledge that the loan wasn't paid up. The clear mashmos of this is that if the lenders yesomim take the shavua that they can collect the debt from the borrower's orphans, even though they can't swear that the loan was definitely not paid. Rav Shmuel Dar Rav of them say lo shanu ela shemeis malu bechayelove. They taught this din that if the lenders yesomim bring out a shtar against the borrower's yesomim, they can collect the debt by swearing that the best of knowledge wasn't paid. Only in reference to the case where the lender died during the lifetime of the borrower and the borrower died afterwards, and the borrower was still alive. If the borrower died first and then the lender died, the lender is already chayev, right, to the chayev malve levenei loveshavua, he's already to swear from the moment their father died that the debt was not paid. If you wanted to collect from them, and one cannot give over, pass down to his children a chov that's collected only with a shavua. Rabbi Seinu Sheber Itz Yisrael, Rabbi Abba. We said Rabbi Abba, who gathered the chot of Naska Mechavi? There's a person who grabbed a silver bar from his friend. Also, the Kabbadar of Ami came from Abba. Yes, Rabbi Ami Kamei. If Ami was sitting in front of Abba, was sitting in front of Rav Ami at the time. I see Chat Sada, the Michtav Chat Faminei, and this person brought a witness and said that he grabbed this bar, this silver bar. Well, he says, "Ein Chat V'yai grabbed it, V'didi Chat V'yai, but it was mine that I grabbed." And Rav Ami, Hechi Lidainu, Dainu Lidina. How are the judges going to judge this case? Name Ali Zil Shalim. You want to go tell him now, okay, go pay for the thing you stole? Lekha Trace Sada, but there aren't two Adam that said that they took it. So, therefore, he could have denied it. Niftere, when he's off the hook, but he could chazadi, but there's a witness that he saw it. Namely, Zil Ishtaba, saying, go and swear, Kevin the Amir Michlef Chatfi, but he said he did take it. Have a leak of Gazan. It's not going to look good for him. Therefore, there's nothing, what are you going to do? Amr Rabbi Abba, have a Mechliv, Shavuv, Ein Yochel Lishava. He's a situation where he has to swear, but he's not able to swear. Chol Mechliv, Shavuv, Ein Yochel Lishava, Mishalim. He goes and he pays. Amarava kavasei de Rabbi Abba b'stam. It makes sense. The Tani Rabbi Ami Shavuos Hashem tia ben shneim. The Torah says in reference to a shomer who claims that something was left with him. You know, there was an onus that happened over here that a shavuah of Hashem will be between both of them. Meaning to say that the shavuah is imposed only if it's between the original parties during their lifetime. V'lo ben yarshim, but not between the yarshim. Hechi dami. What's the case in which? And what's the case about which the pasuk excludes Yarshim from a shvuah? Ilema da amrle mana le abba biyadavich. If you want to say that we're talking about a case where somebody says to another, my father had a mana, 100 dinar in possession of your father, va amrle chamchin isle, chamchin isle, he said, no, it's 50 that he had, but he didn't have another 50, he's saying, can't be. Because since he's saying it with certainty, Mali hu Mali avua, what difference is there between him and his father? There's no reason at all to pater him from the shavua, right? It's a mode of a mixas. You should be able to take a shavua, he's like the father. And the laugh, we're talking about the Amalei, he said, Manal abba biyadavicha. My father had a mana in possession of your father. Amalei said, Chamshin yadana v'chamshin lo yadana. I know that there's 50 dinar, but I don't know about the other 50. And even though there's more than mixes, he doesn't have to swear. Beep, turn the page. Mem Zion on the base. Iyamar Bishlama Aviv Ki Hai Gav De Mechayev. If you want to say that, like Iyamar Bishlama, that it's going to be working well, that if the defendant's father, meaning the Shomer himself, had been alive and he defended himself in that situation by saying that he owes 50, he'd be chayev to, you know, for the entire amount. It's Shechkala Miftach Kabi Yarshin. That's why you need a pasuk to go ahead and to pater the yarshim from the shvua, because it's releasing them from having to pay the full amount of the claim. Aliyah mat aviv ki I gav den nami pater, in such a case he's going to be pater also. So kar gabi yarshim lamed, why do you need a pasuk for the yarshim? Right, to make sure they don't make a shvua, even if their modem mixes would make them chayiv to take a shvua, they would ultimately be pater from any sort of chiyuv because they're not able to swear. So the father would have been chayv to pay if he was unable to swear, and the pasuk must therefore pater the yarshim. The braisa is supporting of Abba's din that if a defendant is unable to take a shvua, that it's incumbent upon him that he has now pay. Rav Shmuel disagree with Rav Abba, and they pater this person who's unable to swear. Hai shvus Hashem, my kadarshibe. What are they darshan with this lashon of, you know, shvus Hashem? The oath of Hashem has to be between both of them. For the following braisa. Shimon ben Tarfon Omer Shavuos Hashem Tia ben Shteim. Torah says that Shavuos of Hashem has it between both of them. Melamed Shavuos Chal Al Shteim. This is teaching that the punishment for the Shavuos applies to both of them. Shimon ben Tarfon Omer Azhara Laosei Laokev Acher Noev Minayin. From where do we learn now the Isser, the Azhara, the warning of one who is a shaliach for an adulterer, one who follows in the footsteps of an adulterer? He goes ahead and Rashi says, Nasala Petropus the Hagulo Nashim Laniuf. He's like a pimp. You know, he's setting things up for him. Talmud Lomar, Lo Tinaf, don't commit adultery. Lo Tanif, which you can read it to means you shouldn't cause adultery to be had. These are just other teachings, by the way, of Shimon ben Tarfon. But Tiragna Ba'ahalechem, Moshe gave the smackdown to the Yidden about to the Meraglim. The Sukh Pasha, the Lubrani strikes again. But Tiragna Ba'alechem, you slandered in your tent. Shimon and Tafred Omer, Tartem Beginisem Ba'alo Shamakom. You've spied out the land of Israel, and you disparaged the tent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his Zamakom, Shehishkinis Shlinosa Beneichem. Adonar Gadol Nar Paras, the Pasuk says, or is another teaching. Adonar Gadol Nar Paras, the Pasuk says that until the great river, the Euphrates River, Shimon Tafred Omer, Krav Lagabi Dehina V'idhan, touch an anointed person and you'll be anointed as well, because the oil is going to rev on you. So although the Nar Paras is not inherently a great river, it's considered great with the fact that it's connected to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Im Negas, Mashuach, Meshemin, Te Gam, Mashuach, Minigiyasa, Kloma, Prasu, Katan, Shalosh Naros, Shehu, Manu, Etzlan, Levasof, Vanar, Vi, Hu, Pras, Vikar, it's a small, so small, Vikar, Hu, Korea, so now, Gadol, Vishvil, Shehu, Niskar, Kan, Hashem, Eretz Yisrael, She, Chashuva, Niskar, Gam, Hu, Bechashivas. Yeah. Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Tana, Eved Melech Kemelech, the Eved of the king is like the king. So to the Naparas of the Eretz Yisrael becomes Chashev. Next part of the Mishnah. Which said the next part of the Mishnah, V'chen V'niel Pinkasa, a storekeeper about what's written in his ledger. We learned in the Mishnah that Elisiv El Bais, who tells the Chen V'ni to go ahead, the storekeeper, to give payment to his workers, and the storekeeper later says that he paid them, but they deny they got paid. Both the storekeeper and the workers are allowed to swear what their claims are, and that the thing is true, and collect from the Balabais. But Nana says that since this is going to lead to a shvuah, because one of them is certainly lying, so we allow both of them to collect from the Balabais without taking a shvuah. And now says the Gemara, another Tana, Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Torech Shavuah Zu Lama. Why would we go ahead and put the burden of this shvuah on them? Rashi says, Shishneim Boyin Lebezdin, Shetese Shavuah Shav Bin Benayim, Velo Pirish Rebbe Mai Severely, But which one do we do? So Amalei Reb Chia says, okay, Tanina, but you toss in the Mishnah that Shnei Mishpayim Shalom to Balabais. Both of them swear, and then the Chen V'ni and the worker can go to the Balabais. Rashi says Kfar Shenisu Shanis Lanu V'Stamam B'Mishnah Shnei Mishpayim Shalom. Both of them swear, and then they go ahead and they take. Right, and this is a stam mishnah. It must be that this is the opinion here. So what are you doing, Rabbi? And for the Gemara, kiblu minei So the Rebbe accepted this Rav Chia's attack on him, and you know, Rebbe Chia of Ahadar Bey Olo, and he went back in or not. Olo killed, but he didn't accept it. Toshma, let's see. The time runs in a bay. So Rebbe Omer Polim Nishmaim Lechembeni. The workers, they go and they sort to the, they swear to the storekeeper, but they didn't get their stuff. And if it's really true that Rebbe accepted Rav Chia's objection, retracted, Labalabais Mibali, it should have been that he swore to Labalabais, unless he didn't retract. Omer Rav, is that a riot? Because Polim Nishmaim Labalabais Bimaamad Chembeni. The workers must swear to the householder in the presence of the Chembeni. So that they should be embarrassed in front of him and not swear falsely. Says Gemara, Itmar, Shtei Kita Edim, Amachisha Zuziv. You have two pairs of Edim that are contradicting one another's testimony. Amarev Huna, Zuba, Bifne Asumida. This pair comes by itself and testifies about other things. Zuba, Bifne Asumida. The other one comes and they testify. Neither one of them is disqualified, although it could be that someone's lying over here. Why should I be involved with lying witnesses? Since either pair might be the lying one, neither pair can testify about anything afterwards, because maybe they're a bunch of liars. Shnei Malvin and Shnei Lovin Shishtaros, if two lenders came, brought two, you know, loaned to two borrowers, and they were written in two different shtaros, each one was signed by the sets of Edim, this is going to be the machlokas. According to Rav Huna, both of the shtaros are good, and according to Rav Chisda, both are not good. If one lender advanced two loans to a single borrower, and the loans are recorded in two shtaros, each one was signed by one of the sets of Edom, everyone is masking with the owner of the shtaros, has a lower hand, and is able to collect only from the smaller of the two loans. Shnei Malvin, because we don't know which one it is. Shnei Malvin, Velova Echos Nishtaros, if you have two lenders, and they gave loans to a single borrower, and the loans are recorded in two shtaros, each of which was signed by one of the sets of Edom. Hanam Estisen, this is like our Mishnah. In the Mishnah's case, we allowed both the storekeeper and the workers to swear and collect from the householder, even though one of them is certainly lying. In this case also, according to Rav Huna, who allows both sets of Edom to testify separately, each lender can collect on the basis of this shtar, even though one of them is definitely no good. Now, let's say you have two borrowers, took loans from a single lender, and the loans are recorded in two shtaros, each of them signed by one of the pairs of Edom. What's Rav Huna's opinion? Does he let this lender to collect on the basis of these shtaros? And for the Gemara, good question. Master Rav Huna by Rav Huna, challenge of Chista, because of the Braisa, which talks about Edom, who testified that they saw the new moon. Beep, turn the page. One of them said it was two ox goads high. That's how they, you know, measured it. That's where we saw it. Echadomer Shalosh, it was three. Edus and Kerem, it works. Echadomer Gimel, it says three. Echadomer Hey, Edus and Batel, because it's too much of a discrepancy. Mustafel Edus and Kerem, but you can be Mustafel there, Edus to someone else. My. What does this mean? Does it mean Edus Mammon? Therefore, it goes against Rav Chisda's opinion that witnesses who bring contradictory testimony can't be testifying in other cases. The Braisa means that he, meaning one of the witnesses, another aid, who's going to agree with his report about the height of the moon, can be used for another testimony about this Rosh Chodesh, even though it's contradicted by the second one. The Havelu Shrei V'chad, because there are two witnesses contradicted only by one. Ve'ing Devarim Shel Echad B'Makom Shtayim, the words of one don't stand a chance when you have two over there. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, 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 great day.